In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I'm very glad to be amongst you today to take the blessing of my beloved brother, Bishop Angelus, who is truly an angel. That's why he was named like that. And also our beloved father, the priest, Elena Arfo, Abuna Mina, Abuna Krolos. Abuna Mina? His father is Abuna Krolos. The father of Abuna Mina is Abuna Krolos also. Therefore, this is Abuna Mina Barsoom, Mina Krolos Barsoom. And to them, I'm particular. See, where Father Kirillos, with all the most beloved names in the Coptic Orthodox Church. I remember I was having a lecture in a hostel, we call it Beit Talaba, in Zaytun Church, very close to Ladra. And in this place, there were 100 young men, university students, coming from different provinces to study in the university. And I asked them, "What's your name?" "Mina." "What's your name?" "Mina." 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 How many Minas? Imagine, 45 out of 100. Then I asked them, how many Kerallos here? 20. How many Bishois here? 12. The most famous names in Upper Egypt. Because they love a lot His Holiness Pope Kirillos, and also the martyr Samina, and Abuna Bishui Kamil. They love all these names, and that's why they are taking their names for them. We are speaking about discipleship. Discipleship is the essence of Christianity. Because you cannot be a Christian if you are not a disciple of the Lord Himself. Lord was in the first century. So yes. The other disciples of the Lord, according to his teachings in the Bible, we have a lot of words about discipleship in the Gospel, uttered by our Lord Himself verbally. Therefore, we must be disciples for the Lord Himself. Two, disciples for the disciples of the Lord, because they could respond positively to the conditions of discipleship that the Lord put. They were true disciples of the Lord, and we must imitate them and take them like guide for ourselves. Three, we must be disciples for the Apostolic Fathers, simply because the Apostolic Fathers took the same teaching and life. As you know, Christianity is not just teachings, not only data just to be put on the internet, but it's life. They imitated the Lord in his life, followed the Lord, and the apostolic fathers followed them and walked on the same footsteps and footprints of the Lord and his disciples. Therefore, you must imitate them, the apostolic fathers. Then we must see the discipleship in our church teachings, because we are saying what's written in the Bible and in the church fathers. And at last we must be disciples for our confession fathers, simply because they are following the same rules and guidelines of Christianity and Orthodoxy as the fathers were following. Through this procedure of having these five, you know, pillars of discipleship, we can be disciples for the Lord. One, the Lord. Two, the apostles. Three, the apostolic fathers. Four, the teaching of the church. Five, the confession father. Through this way of behavior, we can, you know, absorb and adsorb. You know, in physics there is absorption and adsorption. Absorption, you absorb, you take from the teachings and the life models and examples, you absorb something. They are in front of you, behind you, beside you. But adsorption means you are sticking to them. Thus, you are all the time sticking to the Lord. It's mentioned in the Bible, for me to be sticking to the Lord is better. لكن كنا داود النبي بيقول التصاق بالرب حسن عندي. التصاق absorption in Arabic بيقولوا امتصاص وإدمصاص, very difficult words, but absorption and adsorption. We need to absorb from the life of the apostles, the apostolic fathers, the confession father, the church teachings, absorb what we are hearing, absorb the life of the apostles. And then through, you know, very close contact with my confession father and my, you know, chief teachers in a youth meeting or in the service, I'm going to adsorb and absorb a lot. Discipleship is to the Lord himself. Never forget that. Don't let any person be like a barrier between you and the Lord. You may say the saints, the saints are not barriers. They are very transparent. If you look towards St. Anthony or St. Macarius, you are going to find Jesus inside. Yeah, if you just stick to the words of St. Anthony, he was all the time teaching his disciples, please stick to the Lord. Say every time, every moment, through your breathing, Jesus Christ, our Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. This was the prayer of St. Anthony. Yes, it came afterwards in the Russian pilgrim that all of us admired him. But actually, this was originally by St. Anthony in the 3rd and 4th century. And they used to this to say that. And I'm very glad to remember now how our martyrs in Libya can all the time, praying all the time, saying, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Lord Jesus. They were all the time praying till they were martyrs. This type of prayer, the so-called the Lord's Prayer, the Jesus Prayer, the very short prayers, they call it the arrow prayers. It's like an arrow piercing air, going upwards and upwards till it reaches heavens. It pierces the stars, the first heaven, the firmament, the first heaven, and then the second heaven, that's the stars, and then the third heaven, that's the paradise, to be very close to the Lord, and even to the heaven of heavens, the kingdom of heavens. The Lord is listening, watching, waiting, all the time, ready to answer. And we know that this Lord's Prayer is called the arrow prayer because it pierces these layers like an arrow and gets the response the same velocity, very rapidly. You know, when Nehemiah was asked by the king, what do you want? He said, I prayed and said, prayed and said. No gap between both, because the Lord is ready to respond instantly on the spot. And therefore, if we are behaving like that, we are going to be very close to the Lord Himself through the Lord Prayer, through Jesus Prayer, through the secret, you know, contact with the Lord. While you are on the bus, while you are in the street, you can be very close to the Lord, because the Lord is very close to you. Just if you just ask Him to come, you'll find Him instantly. Alatul. When the bride was saying, "Liqabilni bukublat fami," let Him kiss me. على طول تقول لأن حبك ما تقول حبه بتكلم على واحد هيجي لسه قالت لا موجي خلص. Very quickly response. It's something very good to know in this era of high velocity and rapid communication through the internet. In a second you are outside and inside. The same with the Lord. He is like that. Therefore, get in touch with the Lord Himself, please. Himself. Don't make anything, make a gap between you and the Lord. It may be sin, yes. Let us omit sin from our life. That doesn't mean that you are going to be sinless. No, but we are going to overcome sin through the Lord and through the spiritual struggle. Overcoming the sin in order to have the Lord inside. Because the Lord said that in the Old Testament, you are praying but I don't listen because your sins were a barrier between you and me. But now if I am piercing this barrier through repentance, calling the Lord to come and dwell inside me, He will come instantly on the spot. He'll not wait just for a second. You know, now the second is fragmented, you know, to the femtosecond, second, and. What about the Lord? He is above time. He is eternal. And therefore, He can come very quickly to dwell inside you if you just ask Him to come. One disciple for the Lord Himself. We must read the Bible to imitate Him, to know how He is thinking, how He is behaving, how He is speaking, how He was praying even, because He prayed on the mountain and He prayed by night, and then the disciples said to Him, teach us how to pray. They were imitating the Lord. Not just superficially, but from the bottom of their hearts, to be God's people and to be all the time in the heart of God and God in the heart of them. Discipleship for the Lord Himself. Please concentrate to Jesus Christ. Don't you know, move your eyes away. This can be through the Lord prayer, through the, you know, spontaneous prayer, through the even the cries of the heart. And I remember a story one of the bishops told me that he was residing beside somebody who has only one son, and this son in 3 days started to be feverish, and then in a minute the physicians came and said to him, it's over. He needs a miracle. He needs a miracle. It's a useless case, a hopeless case. And they left. And this man went out of his home to the street in front of his door and looked to heaven and shouted, Ya Rab! Mas Ya Rab! It pierced heavens. And in a minute, بصوا لقوا الولد فتح عينيه. والزغاريت اشتغلت. You know الزغاريت ولا لا؟ عندكم فكرة عن الزغاريت. فكل الناس فرحت والولد قام and he became okay. Just by saying, Ya Rab. Therefore, we need to have this, you know, prayer, this piercing heavens, reaching to the Lord, having the response even on the spot. Probably the Lord may say, late, not now. It's, you're not going to know. And I'm preparing something better for you. Yes, it's not good for you today. يعني الغاز بقى ما عايزين يس يس please wait, I'm preparing the scene for something better for you, and it's supposed to be better. يعني بعد شوية الواحد يقول يا فعلا this is better. لو كان قال يس وقتها كانت بقت مشكلة. But then, yani, he's all the time, it's written in the Bible, in the Lord there's always the yes and the amen. فيه النعم والأمين. Jesus Christ always responding positively, even if he said no. Because no would be better than yes. The no of the Jesus of Jesus is better than the yes of ourselves. The discipleship to the Lord, this comes through the Lord's Prayer, through the Jesus Prayer, the Holy Communion. Imagine, we are not going to speak to the Lord, listen to the Lord, hear the teaching of the Lord, but to eat and drink the body and blood of the Lord, to have the Lord inside us, not beside us. I always say to David like that, David the prophet, you are saying all the time, I made God in front of me, he is beside me, that's why I rejoice. I say to him, thank you, David, Malishi, Malishi. You are in the Old Testament, Malishi. After Ibnak, Gibad Gida, Jesus Christ, Mother Son of David, and he redeemed us on the cross. He was not just a man like you, he was God-man. And he didn't redeem us on the cross only, or save us from sins only, but also he came and dwelt inside us. We have God, man inside us. God, man inside us. The Lord himself is inside, not beside. يعني الفرق بسيط قوي. يعني be in, like a different thing. Beside, يعني هنا ممكن أن نسيبه أجري. Like in inside us, that's infiltrating even my bone and my cells and my organs, my mind, my spirit and my conscience. Therefore, we are praying today to have this touch of personal touch of the Lord Himself. The Lord is very close. He's not high in heavens. La chalas, yani high in heavens, the kingdom of the Ladin, Old Testament. The Lord, He came, incarnated, redeemed us, saved us, dwelled inside us, and we have the Holy Spirit inside us. God is inside, not beside. Discipleship to the Lord, it took some time, because this is the most important item in our topic of today, discipleship to the Lord Himself. Watch Him, His footsteps, footprints, and His sayings, His teachings, how He was praying, how He was behaving, how He was loving and caring for everybody, how healing the sick, and clinging in His clothes like this woman saying, I'll not leave you without giving me power and healing from you. You are the source of power and healing. The Lord. Number two, the apostolic fathers, starting from the apostles, you learn a lot. ليه ذي أربعة خلاص بعدين دخلنا في الهيومن بيينز مش قد مان بالويكنسز وبالحاجات الحلوة والوحشة. سان بيتر denying repenting أخذ درس a good lesson. سان جون loving till the cross يا ريت أبقى زيه كده. سان ميري طب ازاي انها كانت عنده تحت الصليب وكان جوه قلبها ومتعلق على الصليب وهو الامل بتاعها والهو وقالت عليه my heart rejoices because of my savior. Savior هي قالت كده مخلصي. فانا بقى we are dealing with the Lord as our savior that saves us from the root of sin, the penalty of sin, and the outcomes of sin. مسيحي من الكلام القدر الخطيئة يطلعه من المعمودية ويضايا be resurrected وبعدين الفعل الخطيئة يحررنا منه بالميرون لما يبقى 36 crosses to be the sanctuary to have you are going to be like a sanctuary هيكل مقدس and the Holy Spirit residing inside you dwelling inside you. فهنا بقى ما بقاش God beside but God inside وبعدين you start to walk here and there carrying the Lord inside you not walking with Him beside you. Wherever you move, wherever you speak, you laugh, you deal, they find the Lord inside. They're going to read letters and, verses from the Bible written inside your heart, appearing in your behavior. He cannot do this if he's a Christian. All the time I remember كنا في دي سهلة بالعربي يعني كنا في باص زمان في الفيليجز بيبقى الباص مكسر لازم يبقى مكسر يعني وبعد ما يشتغل في السيتي شوية حاضر English
I know some people.
Okay, we were having a bus going to the service in the village, and the bus is a very old one because it's working in the villages after working in the cities for a long time, and then the bus was crowded. Very few buses in the village and very good number of people therefore they come, they cling to the, you know, the bus from out, and sometimes they sit on the roof of the bus, and it moves gently in a very rowdy way. But then one was a servant in the villages, Khadim Rabbana, and he's a teacher who had serving Christ. He was clinging to the bar outside and handling the bus with difficulty, having a lot of people around him. He started to shout, saying, "Kumsari, Kumsari!" And that's the man taking the tickets. "Ta'ala khud al-ticket, ta'ala khud al-ticket, khud al-filoos." He is outside the bus. Kulli nas started to laugh. They started to laugh, saying, "No, you can jump and leave us without paying the ticket." Well, then the man in charge of these tickets said to the people, "No, no, he cannot do it. He's a Christian. He's a Christian." He was saying it in a spirit of respect. He's a Christian. And it was a good lesson for everybody that the Christian is always honest. Discipleship for the Lord, for the teachings of the Lord, for the apostolic teachings that we hear from the Bible and in the church, and also disciples for our confession father. We deal with the confession father not like just a human being, no. It's a sacrament. And in each sacrament, there is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, yes, we are two, me and my Father, but the Holy Spirit is present, working in him to give me the proper teachings and guidance, and to give me the proper solutions for my problems and sins. Therefore, he guides the Father, and he guides me to confess in the best way, having a spirit of repentance, trying to forget, get my sins, and you know, give up sinning. Then, as we know, when God forgives, he forgets. Therefore, through this discipleship to my confessor father, I'm going to have, as Pope Shenouda was saying all the time in Arabic, we take the hil and the hal. Hil, that's the absolution. Hal, yani solution. It's even in English the same, very close to each other. We are going to take through the confession the solution and the absolution. He will give me solution for my problems, some guidance, and he will give me the absolution for my sins to be forgiven. Therefore, we are disciples for our confession fathers. And the last thing, we are disciples of life. Life itself. Whenever you move, wherever you move, you're going to have a lot of lessons from life, from the people around you, even if they're not Christian at all. Because life is a good school and a good source of experiences. And I remember, for example, always somebody was, you know, his daughter, somebody came to marry her, and he gave him the al-mahr. You know, al-mahr in Islam, that's
the dowry.
أخذ كانوا 4,000 pounds Egyptian pounds. فهو إيه كان بيحوش الفلوس, you know, he was, you know, trying, saving the money. He in a tin صفيحة, التن دي كان فيها 10,000 pounds, يعني in papers, يعني 10,000,
صفيحة كبيرة دي.
صفيحة كبيرة, انت عارف الصفيحة طبعا نسيتوها يعني ولا ايه؟ نسيت, ايوه جبنة مالر يعني. كانت التن دي فيها 10,000 pounds papers كلها, فهو جه حط فتحها, كان بيبقى سيلينج ات, ففتحها وحط ال 4,000 التانيين وسيلد ات اوسو وحطها تحت السرير. For a few months or so, وبعدين في يوم جه لقوه بين السريرين عمال يلطم, you know. أتاري يلطم دي ملهاش شرجام crying flusy, هو حط ال 4,000 على 10,000 و 14,000 وحطهم تحت السرير. فرشقي كان ال 10 اتخرمت عشان washing the ground وبتاع, مش واخدين بالهم, حتة خرم صغير كده دخل فرق قد كده صغير, ليه دخل جوه قعد يقرقدهم. خل هو جه بيفتح الصفيحة عشان يطلع الفلوس, يفاوند كله عبارة عن يعني
pieces
قعد بقى يا فلوسي يا فلوسي, my money throwing it on her head, on her head. ايه قالوا الفلوس, هو قال لهم لما بيقول الولد بيقول له where are my 4,000 قبل كده, قال I lost them, I'm sorry, somebody stole it from me, I lost, مش عايز يديها للولد تانية. جه يدور عليها لقاها بقت ايه, it became فتافيت. اظن فتافيت دي موجودة عندك يا this is life, this is money, this is the wealth on earth. فتفيد in a minute الفاري كلها فاري and the devil is time, is, you know, the people, every كل ده ممكن يبقوا friend, يعني even the people around you can be friend. هيخافوا دلوقتي. But this is the wealth of the world. ممكن الفرن تاكلها. Time eats it, the devil eats it, the body eats it, the different luxuries of life, the different, you know, amusement can eat this wealth. But if you put it in the hand of the Lord, if the Lord himself is your wealth, nobody can hurt him. Nobody can hurt him. You are going to take this infinite wealth simply because the Lord is infinite, unlimited. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. في الآخر إيه؟ Unlimited, infinity. -1, -1. برضو في الآخر إيه؟ Infinity, plus infinity, minus, it's one infinity. The Lord is infinite, infinite. ما أعرفش أنتوا بتقولوا إيه؟
Infinite.
Infinite, infinite. Therefore, you are enjoying infinity, unlimitedness. Heavenly, holy Jesus. هنا بقى حاجات limited و unholy و earthly. you are going to lose in a minute, but the Lord can be the precious treasure in your life. Be disciples of the Lord. Come close to Himself. Listen to His wordings in the Gospel. Study them thoroughly. Try to imitate Him, how He was walking, how He was behaving, how He was loving and caring for everybody, how even He was redeeming others, giving Himself to others, how He was saving everybody. And try to just help in salvation of the world and the people around you. And at the end, have the Lord inside you, this treasure, this infinite treasure inside you. You are going to be wealthy. You know? Wealthy. We may be, as the Father say, we may be poor concerning the money of the world. We are more than wealthy because we have this infinite wealth inside us, infinite treasure inside us. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Stick to Him, please. Pray to Him. Contemplate on His words. Love this very beautiful personality. I remember Randy was called the Christ-like man. Christ-like man. In India, they were not Christians. And Gandhi was not Christian. It was imitating Christ in everything. Using peace all the time. Love all the time. Care for everybody. Poverty. Can bear cabin train. It takes the train in the third degree. So a third degree, what's
third
more
class.
Class. You know why you are taking the third class? And because there was no fourth class. he was marvelous. We were in the Madhaf al-Sham yesterday, the Madame Tussaud. And I found her, and I like her very much, and took a picture beside her. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thanks a lot.